pan bloody fantastic. Talking about pandemic, and we'll talk to the man who was there yesterday to watch him do his thing. 2 from 2 pandemic, and Hall of Famer Darren Beaven is on the line. Darren, good morning. And I know people like me get carried away all the time. Sorry, Darren, but he's visually a very, very impressive horse, pandemic.
Yeah. Good morning, Ray. Yeah, he's very exciting. Mm. Both been very dominating, and look, it's not an easy feat to win a maiden and then go to a Saturday meeting, and he's certainly got a lot of upside to him as far as maturity goes, and he's just been a bit of a slow learner, and James has taken his time with him and given him every chance to fully develop.
Was there a bit of a downside to Tommy Berry if he was not able to get out of that little... he was caught behind a couple of runners there in the straight. Darren, I can only imagine what was going through your mind on that occasion.
Oh, I had the utmost faith in Tommy Berry.
You got your fingers crossed when you're saying that.
I asked him the same question yesterday. Darren's too good for us. He just played me off a break.
Did he?
Exactly the same answer yesterday.
Hang on. I want to explore that a little more, Darren, because now you're giggling about it.
He drew an inside gate, and for a horse of his experience, it sometimes can work for you and sometimes it can work against you, and he was able just to get him into probably the perfect running position in three pairs back on the fence, and he just did no work early, which allowed him and offered him the opportunity to go through his gears when he did, and you don't really know if they've got that acceleration until you really put the acid on him. Because at Wyong, his last start, it's a very tight turning track and you're making a run halfway around the corner, whereas Tommy was really able to balance him up and go through his gears, and he was very strong late. So, and it's amazing what a win like that can do to a horse for his confidence. Like, he's going to come out next time. Like, he would have went home last night and felt like a prize fighter. So, if you can make every post a winner and, you know, give him that perfect run and give him that that sense of accomplishment, you know, after they finish, they seem to train on a lot better.
Yeah, no, he was impressive, broke the track record. Didn't last long, Darren, because All Too Royal in the last did break that track record again. But second start, pandemic, obviously very promising. And again, it just highlights the deep pool of three-year-old talent at Godolphin, because soon after pandemic's win, we were watching from afar, obviously, but at Caulfield, Bivouac was outstanding in the Vain Stakes and exhilarates a terrific return in the Quizette Stakes, Darren.
Yes, we had a stellar proper two-year-old last year, and you know, James didn't overtax them, and which is always encouraging to go into a three-year-old season. And you don't really know if they've come up, but look, they've had every chance, you know, from the time that they stepped, onto the stud at Woodlands. It's just, both those wins yesterday, like Bivouac, he could have easily run in the slipper. He's winning the long row plate. Mm. Last season, like, he had exceptionally good form, but it's good to see the way that he just put him away with such ease.
It'd be so hard to line him up, but Bivouac, can you tell us about him? Because yesterday he looked like he's really come on since his two-year-old season. He put a gap on a pretty handy field yesterday at Caulfield.
Yes, well, I've been away and I haven't really seen him this season, but last season he was a very feminine type, and being a colt, you know, hopefully he sort of developed. I didn't really sort of get a really good look at him. You like to see him in the flesh sometimes too, but he can be a bit deceiving. But look, he's got an engine, and that's what matters. Mm. And the way Huey, you know, explained it after the race, that he's a very responsive type of horse, and you're going to have to just manage that, because he just wants to get the job over and done with. So, whether Huey was saying that tongue in cheek, wanting to keep the ride, I'm not quite sure. But look, it's so important to give these horses, another indication that he'll come out again and race with confidence again.
Darren, a jockey wouldn't have anything other than honest feedback for a trainer and or stable representative, would they?
Since I've been on the other side of the fence, some of the stories that they come back with, they try and tell you.
Yeah.
Look, I wrote the book. And
Darren, what was the best one you came back with?
Had every chance.
4 and 5 white the whole way, had every chance.
We shouldn't be laughing because people putting their hard earned on it. But anyway, hey, what about the old boy? He's as old as Ray Hartnell. Yesterday down at Caulfield, he just keeps going. The old boy.
Oh, he's absolute warrior for our stable. Like, he came over to our stable about 4 years ago and 5 years ago, and the racing awards night on Thursday night, and every year he's turned up. He's been on every screen.
Yeah.
You know, he's just been such a marvel, and he just ran an honest race and great race again.
Actually, we've got, can I let Darren go without asking him, Jimmy, a question without notice? At the awards night on Thursday night, the great man put his hand up for one of the auction items, which was fantastic of him. Spent a fair bit of money. I'll let Darren, if he wants to, say how much.
Right.
But it was for lunch with Chris Waller and Hugh Bowman. Now, Greg Radley had a lot of fun with Daz and said, you're looking for a job interview, Daz. But you were actually telling me yesterday there was a very, very good cause behind your decision to part with some money to buy that luncheon.
Yeah, I didn't even tell Kim, my wife, what I intended.
Does she know yet?
She knows now.
Okay.
She had to sign the check. So, She's a minister for war and finance, so.
I hope she's not listening, guys.
She's cooking me bacon eggs at the moment.
Hang on a minute.
Travelling good, mate.
Travelling good. Yeah. No, it was. It was a great night, and you know, Ty was there, and it was all for the spinal cord institute. That was for the charity for the night, and when I had my fall. Back in Hong Kong, when I came back to Australia, I was at the Ride Rehabilitation Centre, and the only time I knew I was right when I was able to say Ride Rehabilitation Centre when I get out. They did such a wonderful, job with me and helped me out, so I just wanted to give something back to them, and no one really knew what I was doing, but I bid on the Deanne Pena portrait that she was going to paint of a horse, and I was going to get one done with Lonro anyway. Sheikh Mohammed had too much money and he outbid me. Ben Cox outbid me, but he said, what are you doing? I said, I'm going to buy this. He said, well, I was going to buy that for Sheikh Mohammed. And so anyway, he still asked me what my budget was, and I told him, and so he just went, when someone else came in, he just went over the top, and that was good. And but it was the last item left.
Yeah,
on the card with lunch with Huey and Chris. And I thought, well, I used to get invited to their place for dinner and for lunch, and I don't get invited anymore. I'm just a has-been, so I thought, I've got to buy lunch.
Your opposition, probably.
I've got to buy it now. Yeah. But it was a bit of fun, and it went to a good cause.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Well done, Darren. Appreciate your time this morning, and no doubt we'll be speaking throughout the course of the spring.